So our next speaker will be Harry Freakin from Research Center in Jülich.
Yes. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Reen. Let me first thank the organizers for having invited me and allowing the possibility to give this talk. And when I was preparing this talk, I had to go back into past. I stopped about 20 years ago. I stopped working on period transfer functions. I did many other things. And in 2009, I wrote together with a PhD student of Leuven again a paper on this the database I established at that time. And when we go back and look at the specific Belgian situation at that time. Belgium is a small country. It was able to finish its soil survey by the end of the 70s, and we have all these soil maps, and we had also a database of 50,000 horizons, including the textural composition of these horizons and the carbon content and the bulk density. So basically a unique data set. And the idea was, of course, how can we valorize these data in terms of using them in a more sensible way, not only in a taxonomic view, but can we use these data to tell something about dynamic properties of soils? And so I started working on it as a PhD student on trying to derive hydraulic parameters from these basic data. And when I was starting to work on it, I remember I wrote a letter to Rin. It was 1985. At that time, you wrote letters. You didn't send an email. So you had also to wait some time to get an answer. But as you have seen and heard, you got and you get answers from Rin. So he sent me this floppy disk with RATC on it. And so that was for me the starting point to work on the derivation of these period transfer functions. And you all know these are, well, the hydraulic parameters, the moisture retention characteristic and hydraulic conductivity are the constitutive equations you need in the Richards equation. And when I was analyzing all the measurements I found, or I did, I found that the van Genuchten-Mualem model with five parameters was the best one, the most flexible to describe the data. But if you looked at it at a statistical point of view, how much more does five parameters explain in comparison to four parameters? You could also work with four parameters. And at that time, I was looking into literature, and Bretzert proposed this equation in the 60s, where he put m equal to 1. So if you just do the statistical analysis for the Belgian data, it came out that it is as good as taking the five ones. The difficulty I had at that time was that for some of the soils, n became less than 1. And I've been struggling with that for quite some time, because physically it's not appropriate, but statistically it was the best description you could have. And that was mainly due to the fact that, for especially in the wet range, if you use this formulation m is 1 minus 1 divided by m, you restrict the flexibility of describing the wet range of your moisture retention characteristic. So anyway, I decided to go along with m is 1 and leave n as a free parameter. It came a bit more difficult when I started analyzing the hydraulic conductivity functions. And I will explain later a bit why that is so, but on the basis on the Belgian data set, it turned out that the Gardner equation was the better one than the Mualem model. And this is basically due to the fact that the Gardner equation, I will show it later, has an error entry value. And that makes a description of the hydraulic conductivity data in the wet range better than Mualem van Genuchten ever does. So let's go to the basic assumptions and then see what work is now on the market or in the literature that can eventually also improve that. First of all, the pore size distribution is assumed to be unimodal. Secondly, you describe the pore system as a bundle of capillaries, including also the flow principles in the capillaries. And of course, the closed form solution for the unsaturated hydraulic conductivity requires this limitation of m is equal to 1 minus 1 divided by n. And also there are some numerical stability issues when you have low n values. And I remember reading the proceedings of the workshop in 89, published in 92, where Don Nielsen then said, Well, we have to think about it because most of the soils have N values between 1 and 2. So many soils, not all of them, but many soils show up. So sometimes there must be a conflict between the theory and basically what we are measuring. So in 1994, Wolfgang Dürner published a paper in Water Resources Research where he was pointing out the presence of macropore regions. And if you see here, for instance, a typical phenomena is that if you would fit with the Van Genuchten equation and you put m equal to 1 minus 1 divided by n, this is what you get, but you lose this information. And if you leave n as a free parameter, then this will capture that a bit. But then you have other problems in terms of the differential moisture capacity not going to zero. So what you see, we observe in many of these moisture retention characteristics that we are dealing with a macroporous region. And if we are sticking to the assumption that we say m is equal to 1 minus 1 to n, you lose that information. And so basically you have to go into other descriptions of the soils. And while you worked on it in 93, you proposed the dual permeability model where you distinguish between a macroporous region or a fractured region and the matrix region, and you basically have two sets of properties describing each of the regions. And recently, a bit of a similar approach has been followed by Nick Jarvis, who tried to describe this macroporous region using a kind of Brooks and Corey approach, Cosini equation approach. And he also derived some Peter transfer functions for the part the hydraulic conductivity in the very wet range in the macroporous region. And I think this is something we should explore more in future, is that we know soils are bi or multimodal, that if we want to also progress in developing our periodic transfer functions, we should start developing periodic transfer functions not only for the Mual and Van Genuchten model, but see how we can improve periodic transfer functions in looking also at other formulations. And I will show you later on, there is a logic behind that, why I think this needs to be done. One approach which I find very attractive was published a couple of years ago by Marcus Tuller and Danny Orr, or Orr and Tuller, where they consider that the pore region does not consist of capillaries, but that they can have any shape, like triangles or octahedrons, and that they are connected by slits, and that, what you can do is, then basis of basic principles, then you can derive from measured moisture retention characteristics, and assuming that you have this typical shape, you can come up and fit the moisture retention characteristic using parameters based on first principles. And then, of course, if you also then account for the fact that, in contrast to capillaries, that you can also have film flow in the angles, in the corners, then, of course, you can also better describe, for instance, the dry range of the hydraulic conductivity. And when I was looking into that paper, I was looking at it with the eyes of developing Peter transfer functions. Now, this is a table that was presented by both authors, and I just tried to do some calculations between the different soil properties and the parameters that are used to describe the moisture retention characteristic. And for instance, here, this beta parameter, it's a dimensionless parameter describing the slit sizes, shows a very nice correlation with clay, with a very high correlation coefficient. Not all of these correlation coefficients are, let's say, very strong, but, also between bulk density and mu, which is the chemical potential at the onset of drainage, show that there is a potential of thinking in that direction. And if we want to improve on our Peter transfer functions, then I think this is perhaps a way to go. Recently, there has also been work on adding an air entry value. This was also basically recently or shortly presented by Marcel Schaap, that, well, there are some difficulties when we do not have an error entry value in describing flow processes and transport processes. And Tom Vogel and Olaf Ippisch presented a solution to avoid this and to come to better solutions that are numerically stable in the highly nonlinear part of hydraulic conductivity. And this also has effects on water flow. It leads to an improved description. You see an infiltration experiment, calculated infiltration experiment, using either no air entry value or using an air entry value. And you see clearly the differences that occur when you are starting to account for this small air entry value. Now, let me now tell a bit about Peter transfer functions. Now, what I've shown here are about 19 Peter transfer functions and typically the input they are using. And you can see that, of course, most of them use the textual properties and, to a lesser extent, organic matter. And when I was working on that for the Belgian soils, my intention was not at that time to provide the best coefficient of determination, but to find those parameters which are statistically significant. That means they have a statistically significant contribution at the 95% confidence level. So then I also looked into the issue of using, instead of three textual classes, nine textual classes, which gave a bit of an improvement, but not really that it would justify to always use nine textual classes. Now, this year, we revisited the database that I was I worked on in the 80s, and what you see there is, well, the blue lines are the direct fit residual errors we have for the Van Genuchten model with m is equal to 1 and the classical parameterization. And you see that for the database at that time, m is equal to 1 provided the best estimation over all pressure head levels. What struck me at that time is that you see that we make the largest errors in the mid-range pressure head values, not in the dry end and not in the wet end. And at the same time, our Peter transfer functions are also giving the least good results in the mid-range pressure head values. So I was a bit surprised by that. Now, and if you then start using moisture content, you can see here for the data set of Attila Niemisch that the black ones are the, here is a direct fit, it goes up to 0.02, and if you start including moisture content, you can have Peter transfer functions that are almost at the same size of the direct fit error. So that means that you're at a crossroads. Your Peter transfer functions provide the same size of error as directly fitting the Moalem-Van Genuchten equation. So you have to do something. And typically, I would say, then you have to start improving on the equations. And then, in a second step, improve on the Peter transfer functions. I've also made it in terms of the textual class. And surprisingly, the best for the Belgian case was that the best Peter transfer functions were in the finer textured soils, in the loamy soils, in the silty soils, and that the largest deviations were with the sandy soils and the highly textured, the fine textured soils. And the same, if you look a bit at the data from Niemisch, it's a bit the same. You see that they have, with their data set, also pretty much the lower values in the finer textured classes. Okay, I'll skip this. Now, let me take this as the last slide before I come to the conclusions. Here is the example why I think that the Gardner equation, and well, if you can read it here, is the Gardner equation. It's similar to the moisture tension and characteristic equation of Van Genuchten. And at that time, when I was working with it, you can easily see that is a direct fact error for the Gardner equation. This is the one for Moalem-Van Genuchten with the classical parameterization. And in the wet range, you can see that Gardner is doing much better. And that was the idea at that time. Well, use the Gardner equation. Do not use the Mualem approximation. And notice also that, of course, we have a maximum of errors with the Peter transfer functions also in the mid-range and a large deviation in the dry range. So, something about challenges when I was preparing this presentation and thinking it over. We have to develop Peter transfer functions that take better into account the wet and the dry range of the hydraulic properties. Although basically, if you look at it at the data, we are not doing a very good job in the mid-range with respect to the moisture retention characteristic. And the question is, why is this so? And then, of course, to further explore approaches to include structural information in PTF based on novel measurement techniques. This is similar to what Marcel Schaap also said. But it also requires that we have to think about other parameterizations. And, of course, to explore the possibility of including replicates in the database that allows to consider the effect of structure and, of course, the temporal variation of hydraulic conductivity. And then the potential of new concepts for pore space description along the same lines as Marcel. And what I think at the end is it's hard to sell, but basically, we need to build a database that uses harmonized measurements to determine soil physical properties. And this is something we have been doing in the soil physics community. We have gathered a lot of data, we put them in databases, but these are not homogeneous. These are not homogeneous in terms of the method you use. If you look at the literature, we measure at 5 points, 6 points, 9 points. They are different. We do not have a standardized method. So if we want to improve on our parameterization, reduce the direct error, the error of direct fit, then we also have to work on our measurement techniques. And with this, I would like to stop and thank you for your attention.
Is there a question for Harry?
Marcel.
Harry, the large error in the mid-range might be because that's where you see the steepest decline in moisture content. So a small error there will lead to a small difference in the curve.
Yes. Well, I've been thinking about that too, but I mean, basically, the pressure at level you can impose quite correctly. I mean, it's not an uncertainty in the pressure at level. So, and the measurement of soil moisture content is also very accurate. So, I've been thinking and I've been puzzled a bit with that is the real reason. Sometimes I think is that we have a change in methods going from the sand table to the low pressure chamber vessels and then going to the high pressure vessels. And that we have a discontinuity and that basically we are operating with different methods. And this is something I think perhaps we have to think of. And if we go back to our data, whether that might be a reason also.
Thank you, Harry. We will need to move on now.